This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Cindy Hoy, Cornstalk Theater Manager. Their production of Neil Simon's Lost in Yonkers opens tonight and continues through June 28th at Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Good to see you again, Cindy.
Thank you.
I thought we'd start by talking a little bit about this play. It's semi-autobiographical, and I think for that reason, people might confuse it with the Brighton Beach trilogy, which
right.
is another set of autobiographical Neil Simon plays.
Right.
And this one, I think it's in that same vein, but it seems like the stakes are higher dramatically than in some of those plays, maybe.
It's for good reason that Neil Simon won the Pulitzer Prize for this show. It is a very well-crafted script. It's smart. It goes places that you don't really expect it to. It's very, very funny in places. It's very touching in places. In places, sometimes it will break your heart. It is my favorite Neil Simon script, and I think it's the best thing he's ever written. I highly recommend it.
I mean, one of the things that I liked about it is that it does have these very emotional moments, but it never gets too heavy because it still has that Neil Simon quality to
right.
it. The
right.
one-liners and the setups and the punchlines. It's exactly what you're used to if you've seen and read a lot of Neil Simon.
Yes.
So that lightens it quite a bit.
Right, right. I think so. I think it has probably more in common with a Woody Allen script than it does shows like The Odd Couple or Barefoot in the Park, which is what a lot of people are familiar with. It has some just dynamite roles for actors, and it's just, I can't say enough good things about how delightful the script is.
Talk a little bit then about the story overview and why this particular script qualifies as a dramedy.
Well, we call it a serious comedy, I think, is the way we've put it. It's about two young boys who are left to live with their grandmother, who lives in Yonkers, hence the title. And their grandmother is an immigrant from Germany who has come over. This story happens during World War II. So she is a German-Jewish immigrant who has arrived in New York prior to World War II. And although it's never really stated, you get the definite impression that she came to the United States because of oppression in Europe. And she's had a very rough life, and she is not she's not reticent about telling everyone how rough her life has been, and therefore she doesn't really think that other people need to take it easy. They should work as hard as she does. And their father, the young boy's father, is out looking for work. Their mother has died recently, and their grandmother never approved of their mother. So you get the idea that they're afraid that she is going to take it out on them. But they develop this amazing relationship with their Aunt Bella, who lives with their grandmother. And their Aunt Bella is a 30-ish something woman who is, we would call her at this day and age, a special needs person. She's a little slow. And she's a delightful, wonderful woman, but she is not going to be able to deal with the world on her own. She's going to probably need to live with her mother most of her life.
Inherently, I'm hearing that this is about change. There's going to be some change
yes.
in the people's perceptions and in the outcomes.
Right, right. Right. The Bella affects the young boys. The young boys affect Bella. They all affect grandmother. And then there is another uncle who comes to stay for a while, Uncle Louie, who is, you're led to believe, he is a small-time gangster. And what effect he has on the boys and what effect they have on him.
One of the things that I find very interesting about this play that could pose a challenge for a director is that so much of it revolves around the two boys,
yes.
Artie and Jay.
Yes.
So when you undertake a play like this, you really have to have good young
right.
actors,
right.
and that's not. It's not always a guarantee that you'll find those.
It's not always a guarantee, but our director, Amy Williams, has been very lucky. She has two really superb young men. Logan Henderson is playing the role of Jay, who's the older brother, and then the younger brother is played by a young man named Gardner Brown. And I say that Amy's been lucky. She's also done a lot of really hard work with these young men, and they are going to just shine on opening night. I'm pretty sure of that.
Do they have any history with Cornstalk Theater?
Well, Logan does. He has helped around backstage mostly at Cornstalk for the last couple of years. And Artie, the young man who plays Artie, Gardner, was just recently in our last children's production. So people may recognize him from that.
And as is often the case, I love looking at the cast list because it's a combination of familiar faces, people that we've seen before, like Helen Engelbrecht and
right.
Jeff Craig,
mm-hmm.
and then some people that I think we don't see enough of, like Shannon Orrell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these are people who... It's delightful having them on the stage, and you just wish you could see them more often.
Right. Well, Helen plays Grandma Kurtz, and of course, as she always does, she does a wonderful job. But I am really, really proud of Shannon. Shannon's been in several productions for us. Most recently, she was in Evil Dead the Musical.
That's right.
And she is always a surprise when she walks on stage because she's a really versatile actress. And as I mentioned before, there are moments in this play that'll break your heart. Shannon's going to break your heart. She's just so wonderful as Bella. She doesn't play any cliches. She just plays her honestly and openly, and she does a really wonderful job.
Just like the actors have to try out for a part, did Amy Williams have to try out to be the director?
Well, kind of. She took kind of a secure
a roundabout
route to direct the show for us. The show was originally to be directed by Ryan Campen, and then Ryan had to leave town, and he had job prospects other places and had to move away from Peoria. So Amy generously agreed to take over. Amy most recently directed A Piece of My Heart for us at the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse. Did an amazing job. That's another really strong character piece. So we knew that we were leaving this show in good hands when we asked Amy to direct it for us. We're very pleased with the outcome.
I know that this is the point in the rehearsal process where everyone's excited about opening night, but this is also the point at which, as an actor, you really start to see the show as it's going to be.
Right.
Have you been able to have conversations with some of the actors? I mean, what's their level of excitement, or what are they saying to you?
I think they're ready for an audience, you know? I think with a character piece like this, you do a lot of work. You know, a lot of introspective work. You do a lot of work one-on-one with people. You do a lot of work in rehearsal, a lot of work on your own. But for a show like this, you really need the energy of the audience. And they're definitely ready for that. They definitely need an audience to help them just bring it to that level. I mean, that's the one thing about theater. You can give the best performance of your life, and if you don't have an audience to feed off of, it's still going to be one-dimensional. You need the audience to give energy back to you so that you can bring your performance up to the next level.
And if I'm remembering the show correctly, it all takes place in one location. It's all set in one apartment.
It takes place in Grandma's apartment, and she lives upstairs from the candy shop that she owns.
That seems like something that would lend itself to the space that you have in the tent.
Oh, yeah. It's a great... They've used the space wonderfully, adapts really, really well. You know, often we're talking about shows that have... They've been built for proscenium theaters, so it's kind of difficult to go to three-quarter round. There's no problem here at all. They're playing all the sides, and it's a really nice thing to see.
And what do you think the audience will come away with? What are you hoping that the audience will come away with?
Well, I hope that they will come away with going, gee, that was Neil Simon? That was really more than I expected. That was really possibly the best some of the best performances I've seen on Cornstalk stage. I really, truly believe they will say that. I hope they will say that, but I also believe they will say that.
We've been talking with Cindy Hoy about Cornstalk Theater's production of Lost in Yonkers. Performances are tonight through June 28th at 7:30 under the tent in Upper Bradley Park. Cindy, break a leg.
Thank you.
And Eureka College is finishing its summer art festival with a few events this weekend, including a choral concert Saturday at 2 p.m., a string chamber concert Saturday night at 8, and the string orchestra Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.